This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Sister Marie Kennedy, this is Prophetess Michelle Barron calling from Prophet Barron Ministries. How are you doing today?
I am good. God is good. Thank you. And how are you?
I am blessed. I am truly blessed. I want to thank you for sowing your seed and supporting the ministry and like to minister the word of the Lord to you.
Okay.
Amen. Father God, we do thank you for Sister Marie Kennedy. Father God, we do thank you for the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Father God, we do thank you for your increase. We thank you for your favor. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy upon the woman of God's life. Father God, we thank you for this season of new direction, even this season of even new assignments. Father God, we thank you for the contracts and the favor, even concerning institutions and buildings. Father God, thank you for leading and guiding the woman of God in your will and your way. We thank you for the new strength and the new vitality to body, mind, and spirit in this season, and even the emotional and psychological state in this season, Father God. Father God, we do thank you for your Holy Spirit and your ministering word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you, woman of God. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season of a brand new beginning. For Father God says, let the past be the past. Father God says, this is the season of a new journey. And it's a new journey within, because Father God says he's opening in so many things up to you. Now, I do hear Father God saying, Prophetess Marie Kennedy, come forth. For Father God says you have such a great word in your mouth. Father God says you have a word of liberation. Father God says you have the word of liberation and knowledge for the people. I hear Father God saying there's going to be a season. I don't know if you're ministering yet. I hear Minister Kennedy come forth as well, because Father God says you're going to lead my people. You're going to guide my people. And Father God says there's a great new work in you that's drawing up in this season. I do hear Father God saying, write the book, for you have a story to be told. Father God says this is the season where I see a purification and a setting aside concerning you and the people you're called to serve. I hear Father God saying justice. I don't know what this is, but whatever this is, I hear Father God saying justice concerning legal matters and attorneys. And Father God says you're going to have a testimony. Father God says, let not your heart be troubled nor be dismayed, because Father God says all things are coming together for your good. And I hear Father God saying this is the season of deliverance for family members. God says this is the season of healing, healing of the bodies, healing of the minds, healing of the emotions, healing of the psychological states. I hear Father God saying this is a season where he's growing the people of God up even into a further perfection. God's constantly perfecting the things that the people of God that are called to you. He's constantly perfecting those things concerning them. So Father God says, worry not. And I just hear Father God saying, I'm looking at a little girl around you. It's not a biological little girl, but it's a little girl. I don't know if she's a godchild. Do you have any grandchildren?
Yes, I have four.
Okay, which one is, do you have one about three or four? A little girl that's about three or four.
Yes.
Okay, what's going on with her? It's like you're really worried about her in this season. What's going on with her?
She sometimes she eats and she would vomit. I do not know why.
Okay, and what's going on with her parents?
Her mother is my daughter. They are not married. And that is something I have been, talking to them about, As a matter of fact, I've been consistent, because it's something that bothers me a lot.
Okay. Because I see you worrying a lot about this little girl. Did they take her to the doctor and did the doctors check her out?
Yes, they did.
Okay, and what did the doctor say?
They said that she had allergies, and okay. when she ate the mucus was coming up, and that's what it is.
Okay. I just hear Father God saying there's great new opportunities for you. There's a lot of new things happening. I just see a lot of things. I see a building. Did you get into your building yet, woman of God?
No, not yet.
Okay, because I see a building. I see a lot of things around institution. I see a lot of services and things that you're going to be setting up for the people. And Father God says, let not your heart be troubled, woman of God. Just continue to apply to see the patients. I see a lot of red tape and paperwork around these things that you're looking to set up. So I just hear Father God saying, continue to write it down, make it plain, keep it before yourself, because I hear Father God saying there's a greater day at hand. Now, who is Thomas? Do you know someone named Thomas?
It's a lady that I am kind of partnering with the real estate.
Okay, how are things going with that?
It's taking off. It's getting better.
Okay, because I hear Father God saying, just make sure you dot every I, cross every T, no shortcuts in this season, no one around you that does shortcuts, because Father God says it'll cost you in the long run. But I hear Father God saying that this is the season where things are going to come together in a new way for you. So be at peace, woman of God. Just be at peace, apply to see the patience, and know that this is the season that God has ordained for new stability. I see a financial stability coming to you, as well as a peace of God coming towards you. So make sure you're journaling and keeping a journal in this season, because I hear Father God says all things are coming together for your good, woman of God.
Okay.
And that's the word of the Lord.
Okay.
God bless you, woman of God. It's an honor speaking with you. It's great to hear from you. You have been in our spirit.
Okay. God bless you. When are you back in Georgia?
Oh, we're here. We just travel a lot back and forth. We're in New York at least once or twice a month for conferences and different sessions. But we're here. We are in Atlanta. We're here in Atlanta, still in Gwinnett County.
Oh, okay.
Amen. And how was the church in Lawrenceville? Did they ever get that situated?
Yes, they sold it. They sold it to somebody. Or another church took it over.
Okay.
Another church took it over, yes.
Okay.
And
now,
all the people separated.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
But do the Haitians still have service there as well?
No. They
okay.
Don't.
So they.
A white church took it over.
Okay. Is that church? Because one day we were with a real estate agent going to look at homes, and we passed it. Was it the United Methodist Church that took it over?
I don't know what church took it over. I know some church took it over. I know because I was following up with Carmen, and she said the people weren't listening. She was talking to them and they wouldn't listen.
Yes.
So just before foreclosure, somebody took it over. Another church took it over.
Okay, so they bought it. They bought them out, kind of.
Yeah, I don't know how the transaction was done, but they somebody else has it. And, well, she's no longer there. She moved to some church in Stone Mountain.
Okay. Okay, I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful to hear your voice. You have been in our spirit. And there's so much more that God is doing for you in this year. This is truly a year of expansion. This is the year that your voice is really going to be heard, woman of God. I see ministry coming this ministry is calling quickly and swiftly. So, woman of God, be encouraged, because you are really touching people's lives. God bless you, and keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. And woman of God, when you have the opportunity, I don't know what your schedule is. I know you have been in school and all, but we are still on the conference call, and Bishop had been teaching on spiritual warfare. He did a series on that this summer. And then we moved right into breaking generational curses and breaking the spiritual strongholds. And it was a powerful, powerful teaching. As Bishop began to delve into this, and he went back into the history of the scriptures and brought it forth into today, and it's really transforming. We're in the season of the 88 days of breakthrough and the 88 days of breaking generational curses. It started back in, the end of June, and we're going straight into September, and we're just excited about what God is doing.
Okay.
God bless you so much.
I just took some time off, to just lay before God, so that is what I'm doing right now.
Yes, yes, I understand. I understand. Well, woman of God, is interesting. It's just God is calling you, so as you lay before Him, ministry is calling you, woman of God.
Yes, and I say yes to his will. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Yes. Now, you're still, where do you worship at?
At New Birth.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Birth.
Well, woman, yeah. Well, woman of God, you are more than ready. You are more than ready, and you'll touch many. You will touch many. Woman of God, I'm not going to keep you. If you fail to, I would say, if you fail to, Bishop and I still do one-on-ones. If you ever would like a one-on-one, please give us a call back, for there is a word
okay.
for you. God bless
okay.
you.
Have All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and have an awesome week.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.